the Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God." And now, here's today's message.
Let me give you some scriptures here. Proverbs chapter 25, verse 23. It says this, "The north wind brings forth rain, so does a backbiting tongue bring forth an angry countenance." Everybody say a backbiting tongue. See, backbiting has to do with words. The NIV says, "As a north wind brings rain, so a sly tongue brings angry looks." A slide tongue. The New Living Translation says this, "As surely as a north wind brings rain, so a gossiping tongue causes anger." You see, the word backbiting here, let me tell you what it means and what it depicts. It literally means secret, covertly, to secretly speak of someone slanderously. Covert means hidden from detection. Secretly means not publicly. It comes from a word meaning to conceal, to hide carefully. Other translations will read it this way: "The tongue of secrecy will bring forth anger." Telling gossip will cause anger. You see, anger sometimes is the manifestation, or I'm going to say is the byproduct of a backbiting tongue. Anger toward the one that's being talked about. Let me give you another scripture. Romans 1, verse 30. Let's turn over there. Romans 1, verse number 30. Let's go back up to verse number 28. It says, "And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient." Listen to this, verse number 29. "Being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers." Now, that's unusual, ain't it? "That you would find a whisperer right in the same scripture with the unrighteous, the fornicator, the wicked, the covetous, the malicious, the envious, the murderers, the debaters, the deceitful workers, malignity, whisperers," verse 30, "backbiters." They're all in the same category. "Backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who having the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them." Now that's a pretty strong list right there. But the whisperer and the backbiter are in the same classification with the murderer, the whoremonger, the fornicator. This is how bad it is and how wicked it is for you to slip over into an arena where you begin to backbite or to gossip and whisper about other people. See, a lot of people, the reason why they do it, because they don't see no harm in it, but it's very deadly. It's deadly for the person doing it, and it's deadly for the people that's involved, that's around it. The word backbiter there can also be translated evil speakers or a defamer. Pastor, what's a defamer? It is one who damages the reputation, the character, or the good name by saying things that are false or misleading. It means to slander. That's another word for it. Means to slander or to libel. It is one who engages in speaking against or insulting others. Another word for a backbiter would be a gossiper. One who talks down or speaks derogatorily about another person. So if you want to keep seeing the goodness of God manifested in your life, then you really have to stand watch over what's coming out of your mouth. Because your mouth can put you in a tailspin and cause nothing but evil to come. You can open the door to be met with evil if you don't control what's coming out of your mouth. All right, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 20. The NIV says this. Now, this is what Paul said to the Corinthians. He said, "For I'm afraid that when I come, I may not find you as I want you to be. And you may not find me as you want me to be. I fear that there may be quarreling, jealousy, outbursts of anger, factions, slander, or backbiting, gossip or whispering, arrogance and disorder." Notice that backbiting, whispering, gossip is right in there with all this other evil stuff. It's evil. It's bad. Backbiters, whispers, or secret slandering, it is gossip. This is how you define it right here. It is gossip spoken in low tones or whispers. Everybody say low tones. Whispers. Now this can happen in your family. This can happen on your job. And it can certainly happen in your church. When you start speaking about other people in low tones, I call it the cooing of the doves. What'd you say? And when that person walk up, everybody act like ain't nothing happened. You see that, here come pastor, be quiet. Here come the pastor. Here come so-and-so, shh. We can finish this later. Amen. Low tones, whispers. You're probably involved in backbiting. When you have to say things about other people that other people can't hear. First of all, ain't none of your business. Most of the time, you're involved in somebody else's business. You're being a busybody in other men's affairs. In fact, the Bible says that strife is when you start meddling. It's like taking a dog by the ears. Or when you start meddling in other people's affairs. He said, if you want to leave off strife and contention, say, stay out of other people's business. Stuff, sometimes you talk about stuff ain't none of your business. And that you got second and third hand, fourth hand information on. Amen. Now, several months back, some people said some things about me, and I found out it was fourth hand. Fourth hand information. And you speaking it like it's the gospel. You talk about a fool. Because the Bible says a fool will judge a matter before he hear it. Means he won't hear both sides. He just make a decision based on what he heard. To whisper, to backbite, to gossip, to secretly slander others is to provide harmful information about a person, often whispers or in a low voice, with the implication that such information is not widely known and therefore presumably to be kept secret. That's what you call gossip. Gossip would include talking about other people's business that's none of your business. And it would also include repeating what someone else said about someone else, whether it's true or not, often based on hearsay. Now, you say, Pastor, why are you preaching this? Because the Lord told me to talk about it. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. This ain't even a subject that I've even wanted to have any desire to even study. We got over here in prayer yesterday, and while I was praying, and I mean, the Holy Ghost just start downloading some things. Say, you need to address this right here. Yeah. Backbiting. Yeah. So it must be happening. Yeah. Or there might be an attack coming where it's the devil's trying to get people into that to stop the blessing. Amen. So I thank God for the Holy Ghost because he always preparing us. And boy, I tell you, he know how to do a heart check. A backbiter and a gossiper is a hypocrite. You don't want the devil to turn you into a hypocrite. You say, Pastor, how can that be? Because in face-to-face interaction, they are nice, gracious, full of smiles and kind words. But as soon as that person turned their back, they return to their backstabbing or their backbiting with secret words. Backbiters run in packs of at least two or three people. Backbiters always need a clan of listeners. Can't have a backbiter without a listener. So if you say, I ain't a backbiter, but I listen, you're just as bad. This is evil stuff. See, you become hypocritical if you have secret, quiet whispers about other people, and then that person walk up and you smile, oh, God bless you. Glory to God. You such a blessing. And you smiling and you gracious. Is there anything I can do to help you? What you need, baby? And just nice. Just showering them with kindness. Overload kindness. And as soon as they walk and say, look at what you got on. Look at, I can't stand her. Now, this just ain't just women. It's men, too. Okay, so men, don't take you on just, hey, Pastor ain't talking about us today. I'm talking about anybody involved because I'm dealing with a spirit. I'm not dealing with an individual. I'm not dealing with any person here on a personal basis. I'm dealing with the spirit behind it. You can't be that way and be authentic and be real. If you're going to be real, be real. And if you have a grievance against somebody, you need to go to that person. You don't need to be telling everybody. Now you're whispering. I'm going to ask you something. Are you a backbiter or a gossiper? Are you a whisperer? Have you been in the company of one? If you have, or if you are, what are you going to do about it? What you going to do? You going to stay? You going to keep doing that? You going to turn your nose up at the message here and then be backstabbing and backbiting on the pastor? I'm probably the most backbit man in the church. Boy, if you'd pull my jacket off and pull my shirt off, I'd have bite marks. I'd have bite marks from the rear up. I'd have shoe prints right here, bite marks all back here on my neck. But you know what? Your backbiting don't bother me. Not one bit.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship service. We're located at 4701 Lee Street, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
Yeah.